What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers, a weekly tech podcast. This is episode 381, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing. With me is my co-host who's drinking Liquid Death.
Yep. Just in case they're watching, you know, someone knows them.
I've never actually had Liquid Death. Is it like so, good? Is it?
I enjoy it. Like, so the it, first it, one I had is felt like it tasted a little different. Like it almost had what I thought was a metallic taste. Right.
Well, you are drinking out of a can.
Correct. But now when I drink them, like it just tastes like water. I keep them real cold in the fridge down here. So it's like refreshing. I like it.
They have blown up.
They've got some new flavors too. I just prefer the straight like water.
Now, is it like spring water? Is it mineral water? What is it?
I don't know. It's just water.
No, I'm just wondering. Like, you know,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because people say like you know, alkaline water is better for you, and then there's mineral water, then there's spring water. So like all these differences.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but they have blown up over the past like year and a half, I'd say. You see them like on a lot of podcasts and just like all over the place. Yeah. So it's interesting.
When you mentioned Amazon, we got the last day of Prime, so purchases now before.
Before we get into that, let me see. I might break the podcast. I forgot to. I forgot to set us up to record.
Uh oh.
So if I hit
the show's recording up top.
Nope.
Or maybe that's live.
Nope, it's not letting me do it. So I guess we're not going to have a backup recording of this. That's awesome. I think it's every week I forget to do like one thing with the podcast, whether it's like put it out on social media or like set something up or change something in my back. Like I always forget to do something. And that's what I forgot to do this week. So no backup recording this week. So
okay.
Hopefully we'll be all right with that. But anyways, yeah, like Ryan said, it is Amazon Prime Days, 2 days. And it is weird because we already had Prime Day.
We did.
I feel like it's a precursor to like the incoming recession. Like they know that it's coming. So like they're doing this second round of Prime Day. Just to get people to buy stuff before like things get really bad in the economy. That's my prediction.
Like sitting on inventory and just like get last amount of profit and income going.
Yeah, like before everybody is like, you know, they're just already talking about layoffs and other stuff like you just hear, and it just seems like that's kind of what's going on. Now, I do have to say there were some decent deals. Most like Prime Day used to be a lot better, I would say, especially when it comes to like PC hardware. But I think for most people, like if you don't really need anything, it's not all that exciting. Just like Black Friday, it's like unless you need something, it's not all that exciting.
Some Govee lights that I was looking at that I thought about picking up.
Okay.
Which reminds me, I need to look at that. It's like one of those really it's like thin and tall, like a stand.
The so Lyra? Kind of
maybe
I have that if that's the one.
Let me see here. It is Prime Big Deal. Let's see here.
Why don't you bring it up on the screen so we can see?
No. Well, my. Let's share. Yeah, so present. Share screen. Sorry, I'm a little, wasn't ready for this.
You're a little rusty over here.
There we go. So it's this RGBIC.
Oh, okay, it's a little bit different, but I have the Govee one. It's called the Lyra. The stand is just big, like the bottom.
Right,
of the
like stand taller. Is... Right, this stand was nice and flat. I've seen the other one where it's like a bigger.
Yeah, that's the one that I have. I like it. I use it in the living room. I put it in the corner of like my living room, and I really like it.
Yours is more like this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I have. That's the exact one that I have.
I didn't look at like what the difference was or anything, but it was on sale for like $60, I think.
Oh, that's not bad. I mean, I bought my Lyra like a year and a half ago, and it was like $100. So, I would say that's a good deal. You know, but yeah, you have to watch with these deals too, because they'll be like, oh, 50% off, but it's actually like more like 15. If you look at like the, if you have like a plugin or something to show you the price over time, you have to watch with that when it comes to Amazon. I really didn't pick up much. Every Prime Day, I like buy supplements and like things that I need. Like, I take protein powder. So like that was on sale. It was actually a good sale too. I was actually surprised. The protein powder that I take was on sale. So I got that. I got some, like, I got some cables, like some USB cables that I needed. I almost thought, and I'm still not 100% sure yet, that my SD card died. So I was about to get a new SD card because those are always on sale during Prime Day.
Yeah.
I haven't come to the conclusion that it's dead yet.
I should probably grab some new ones before like CES comes around, right? Because I've used them for a while and I just like need to have another like high capacity ready to go.
Yeah, so storage is always good. There's a bunch of storage deals. If you guys are, Prime Day is only for Prime members. So if you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can't get in on the deals. But I didn't like there was, again, there's some decent deals. They had invite only deals too. Where like they announced the deal like this, like over the past week, and then you could sign up, and I signed up for one for a TV and I didn't get in on it. Like they sent me an email. Let's see if I can bring it up here. That was like, hey, you didn't here. I'll bring it up here.
I know we told you about this, but we didn't pick you.
Yeah. Like you, it was only for certain people. It was like invite only deal. You requested was like for the 50-inch smart TV and it was 150 and they're like, oh, but we're out of the deal, but you can get it for 375. It's like, no, I wanted it for 150, you know? So yeah, there were some good stuff. I would say the best thing is like probably storage. If you like any PC related stuff, I think the best stuff you could get deals on was really storage stuff. And I still, every time there's like a Prime Day or Black Friday, I'm always like, should I finally upgrade my NAS? You know, I got those 6 terabyte drives.
6 terabyte weird size drives that never go on sale.
But they're 6 terabyte never goes on sale. I'm like, should I upgrade to just put 10s in there? And it's just like, there were some good deals on WD Reds too that I saw.
Oh, really? I didn't
even look. I was just, I really don't need, like, it's not something that I needed. And again, with like the forecast of the economy, and I was just like, not really.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily something that I wanted to spend money on. But I do think, and this has nothing to do with Prime Day, but I'm possibly going to redo this office. You know, I'm going to, like, I just not like completely redo it, but just reorganize. Get a couple, like a newer desk and some other things. I was
going to say, you've been talking about a Live Edge desk. Is that what you're still thinking?
No. So this desk, which is like right here that you guys can see, it's way too long and just takes up too much space. And it's hard to see, but like there's just stuff all over it. It becomes like a catch-all and it's just not great. And I want to basically break that desk into two separate desks. One that's going to sit over here, and then one that's going to be over there, and one of the desks is going to be for like that test system, and the other one I can use for like different shots or like if I'm testing monitors or something like that. It's just, and this place has become a mess. Like the closet behind me is just filled with stuff, and it's,
I mean, there's literally 4 tripods behind you in the shop.
Yeah, there's just like a bunch of everything needs reorganized, redone, and it's just like I want to make it much more functional too, because I'm sure everybody knows, whether it's your office or just like your house, like if it's dirty or it's unorganized, it just makes it harder to work or just be happy overall. So
like before I can even do anything, it's like, well, I've got to clean before I can even start to work.
Yeah, so that's kind of the plan. Now, this desk, what I'm sitting on here, it's always clean, it's always nice, but everything surrounding it is unorganized and a mess. So that's going to be the goal over the next, hopefully get it done before CES comes. But you get so busy too, and it's just, it's hard to do. Old man is in the chat. He said that he got a month of Prime free. Nice. I guess, do they do that? I guess? Give maybe a 3 months of Prime?
If you don't have try it or out something?
I don't know. Yeah. I do feel, I don't know how you feel about this, I do feel that Prime has kind of like, it's nice getting the fast shipping, right? Like the fast shipping is like the reason, I mean, I've had Prime for probably over 10 years now, but you know, that's why you bought it initially. Then they added the streaming. Then they started like taking things away. You know what I mean? You get the Amazon Photo storage, which is unlimited. It used to be unlimited,
like
photo and files. Video.
Yes.
Now it's just photos, and you only have 5 gigabytes for like video, which is obviously not a lot. They took away the what's it called? They used to have the grocery delivery service, but now they capped it at, you have to spend $150, which is like, for like a single person like me, like that's a lot.
That's a lot of food
to spend in groceries, you know? It was incredibly convenient because it was free shipping because you're a Prime member. And then they changed that all around. So I feel like I'll end up still keeping it because I do order a lot off Amazon, but I don't feel that like the streaming doesn't necessarily compel me. I don't watch, they have like the Thursday Night Football. Don't watch that. You know, I mean, I'll watch it because I have Amazon, but it's not like something that's compelling me to keep the Prime membership. So,
well, I thought it was cool. Like other vendors got involved as well. Like Best Buy was having sales. I don't know if anybody else was.
Best Buy did. Target did as well. Like
Walmart, maybe.
I think even Newegg had some stuff going on too. It's like, you know, they're all competing for your dollars. So, yeah, it's great to see tons of deals, tons of stuff, you know, tons of tech deals as well. There were some good CPU deals. We posted a couple. 5900X was under $300, I think, which is a good deal for that processor. So there was a lot going on. But we'll like I said, that's kind of what was going on Amazon. If you guys did get anything, let us know. Let us know in the comments. Yeah, that's pretty much all I bought was like supplements and like just like around the house stuff that I need because it just goes on sale. You know what I mean? I wish there was something cool that I bought, but I didn't buy any. Oh, I bought a power strip. That was the only tech thing I bought.
Just like a normal power strip, not even.
It was just like a Prime doorbuster deal. Yeah. And I was like, oh, because it has the, so, you know, like a normal power strip. And then you get like a product that has like a big brick thing at the end and it blocks the other strips. This has it so they're like separated the way that I want. So I'm going to replace the one that's like on the wall over here.
Yeah. That's sometimes you have to think about it. Yeah. What your use case is and get one that has that spacing.
Old man in the chat said Prime Gaming. Yeah. That's like their game streaming service. I believe it's free for Prime members. And there are a couple games that like Amazon made themselves. I haven't necessarily looked into that. Again, for me, not a reason to necessarily, get Prime, but they're trying to add things, but they are at least, again, if you've been a Prime member for a long time, I feel like they have taken away some of the good stuff, if that makes sense. So in any case, let's get to our reviews. If you guys do want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page here that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week. And I have to say our first review is probably, at least so far, my favorite case of the year so far. Wow. And it's definitely one of those cases. And I said it to myself when I reviewed this case, I said, they don't make them like this anymore. And it's very true. Now this is a very specific case. This case is not going to be for everybody. It is expensive, but the amount of features and things you get with this case is just insane and what you can do with it. And they include everything, like, as you go into it, they include pretty much everything that you need to make this the case that you want, which is really cool. So the case I'm talking about is the Be Quiet Dark Base Pro 901. This is a full tower case. It's a follow-up to, I believe it's a Dark Base 900, I think, that came out. We reviewed that as well. It came out a while ago. I think 18 or 16, I forget. But this is a big full tower, as you can see. Very, like, doesn't look all that modern, I would say, compared to like what we're used to seeing with like the, you know, like
the window has the border around it, like we've used to see on the glass, you know.
This is, don't see that as often. Thick piece of glass. The side panel is it's actually a side panel with glass put on top of it, so this border is actually like metal. It's actually a panel, and you'll see why in a second. But just like the old school cases, it does have a 5 1/4 drive-by here. So if you did you have an optical drive or a hot swap or something like that, you could put it in here. You don't have to, obviously, but it is there. And I like that they it's hidden. So like, here's the front of the case. You wouldn't even know it's there. And then it just opens and it is there for you to use if you want to. I definitely, it is pretty cool to see. You have tons of connectivity on the front. So four USB type A ports. One is the type C. The type C is USB 3.2 Gen 2. So you're going to get fast speeds out of that. You have touch controls for fan speed as well as RGB. Really cool there as well. And you get a wireless charger. So 15 watt wireless charger on the top. If you want, you know, if your phone supports wireless charging, boom, you can put it on there. Works really, really well. Now, this case is designed to be a silent case initially. So on the front, on the back panel, on the top panels, you have this sound dampening material. You have it there. And then the top is actually closed off. So the top, it does have the ventilation, but it's by default, it's completely closed off. Now, you can take these off if you want to and put fans in there, and you can actually fit up to 420 millimeter radiator in here, which is, you know, a lot. So lots of room for cooling in this. Like I said, massive window here. In this window, like I said, it is an actual panel. The opposite side, we do have a side mount here too. So you do have ventilation if you wanted to install cooling in the side mounts. And then this is a actual full tower. So 8 expansion slots. You can fit XL ATX and extended ATX motherboards in here. And as far as fans, by default, you have 2 here on the front. These are 140 millimeter Silent Wings 3 or 4. I think the latest Silent Wings fans. And then you have one on the rear here as well, which is also a 140. And those are all wired up. And the cool thing, one of the coolest things about this case is that all of the front panel and the top panel, the fan mounts are all removable. But when you remove them, they have a 3-fan hub built in, and it connects via pogo style connector. So it just is contact. So you can mount your fans, connect them to the hub, and then you just reinstall this and your fans are already connected. You don't have to wire them throughout the case or anything like that. That's all done for you. So that's on the front and the top. It is so much easier. And I'm sure Ryan knows, especially the builds that he's done, all the wiring you have to do. Nope, you just wire everything. And again, these are already pre-wired, the ones that come with the case. But if you were to add more, again, you can just, boom, put them right there.
That feature is so nice. I had like a really old, early NZXT case that had similar, like, you know, quick connect type fan settings that were like the pogo type stuff.
Yeah, anyways, so here you can kind of see the pogo connector. This is the case side, and then this is the cooling panel that can be removed. And again, you can just plug in your fans, super, super easy. And then this is already pre-wired to the included controller that you can control on the front of the case, which is awesome. So, and then you can see again on the back panel, we have some of that sound dampening material there. And then on the inside, as far as storage goes, so the back of the case, you have these two storage sections right there. Those are for 2.5 inch drives or your SSDs. And then down below, you have this storage cage. And this cage has two trays. These two trays, you can either do 2 3.5-inch drives or 4 2.5-inch drives. So you can either, by default, you can either do 4 hard drives or 2 hard drives, 2 SSDs, or you can do 2, 4, 6 SSDs out of the box. With this, which is really nice. Now, one thing that's really cool about this is that this case is incredibly modular. There's so much modularity built into this case. One of the biggest things is that we actually have a motherboard tray, something I haven't seen on a case in very, very, very long time. So this allows you to fully remove the motherboard tray. But with this case, you can flip it. So you can take the motherboard tray out, this makes it incredibly easy to install your, you know, your motherboard, your graphics card, everything, and then you can just slide it back in, especially when it comes to CPU coolers and stuff. But you can flip it around and install it on this side of the case. Now, in this picture, you're like, this looks kind of weird. Like this, you can move everything to the opposite side, including that side panel. That's why the side panel is actually like a real panel, because you can flip it. So like in this office right here, my case is sitting on the right side of the desk so I can see into it. But for people who may want their case on the left side, now you can flip your motherboard and still show off your system on the left side, which is really cool. So you have that complete modularity there, which is really, really cool. On top of that, if you didn't see in the previous section here, you see these covers in the front section of the case. There's five of them. These are just like little plastic covers if you're not using the side mounts. Now, what you can go ahead and do is you can remove those. So those just pop off. This is what you're left with. You can take those bottom storage trays and mount them there. So if you were to use a 5 1/4 inch bay in the bottom, you have to move these trays by default. So you move them up here, but you can buy more trays and completely load this system out. So you could have 5, 6, 7 3.5-inch drives, or what's 5 times 2? 10. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 17 total 2.5-inch SSDs in this case, if you wanted to buy more trays. So that's another modularity thing that you're going to go ahead and get with this. Now, the side mount, by default, the side mount is, of course, for storage, but you can take that out and put in the side cooling mount that I have here, 360-millimeter radiator there, that you can go ahead and do and have that for side mount cooling if you wanted to. So you can go ahead and do that, which is really nice. Now, again, this is a silent case. So they also include this sound dampener here for the side mount as well. So you can put that on there. I also didn't mention that all of the cable routing that you see here on the back of the motherboard, it's metal and you can remove it. So if it's in your way, you don't want it, you can see screws on it, you can completely remove it from the case. Incredible modularity with this. Like anything that you want, you can do it. And you can also install, I wonder why I didn't have a picture, but you can also, the front part of the case. So we talked about the front, how it's like this solid piece where... So the front is this solid piece, you know, not a ton of ventilation, but they have a ventilated panel as well.
Does that come with it?
Yeah, it comes with it.
Okay.
So everything that you need, whether you want it to be a silent case, where you want it to be a high airflow case, it all comes with this. You don't have to buy anything, or there's not two versions of the case. It all comes together, which is really, really cool. So you have all of that. Installation in here was like incredibly easy. You have a ton of room to work with. All of the mounts come out, so you can mount everything very easily. I didn't really run into any issues. The case also comes with a graphics card support here as well, and that hides your cables, so your cables get routed up through here. We have a small card, so it's not really needed, but you can go ahead and do that. This also, there's another one if you flip the motherboard over too. So it comes with both of them. So if you go ahead and do that. So that's really great, especially if you have a larger card, like a 4090, you know, just gives it this clean look. If you want that, you don't have to use it. But here's what our build looks like. And as you can see, I mean, just clean.
It's
incredibly
so
clean. Lots of room, because again, our test system is kind of basic because we use it in all cases, but you know, again, we can put radiators here, we can put all the storage here, we can do whatever we want. It is also nice that because this is a motherboard tray, the bottom and the top is completely open, so it's easy to route cables, and you have more than enough room to route all of your cables around. Love that on this as well. So incredibly clean. The back is very clean as well. I only use these two Velcro ties that came with the case. You really don't have to. Everything goes together extremely well. No issues at all on that. And we do get some RGB lighting here. So there is this RGB lighting little bar here. Of course, that goes across the power supply cover and then the front. That can be controlled on the top of the case. So one thing that's also incredibly cool that I don't think I've ever seen on another case before is that there's this like little bar here. And as you change the effects with the controls, this little bar indicates what effect you're doing or what you're doing. Also, this controller is really cool because typically with most controllers is you either plug the controller into your motherboard or you plug it into the controller that comes with the case. This one, you do both, and you can either change the effect to, you can cycle through effects like with the controller, or you hit this sync button and it syncs with your motherboard's RGB software. So you can pick kind of which one you do. Yes, or switch. Same thing with the fans. You can do that as well. So really cool. And you know, you can see the RGB lighting there. So really great. We tested both the case in its silent orientation as well as its high airflow orientation. You can see all of that. Noise levels, I mean, especially during like load, I mean, it's one of the, in its silent orientation, it's one of the quietest cases that we've reviewed. And in high airflow, it's really good performance there as well. You can check out all of those graphs. But I have to say that, like, this case is awesome. Like, if the, and again, it's very specific, and it's very expensive. It's not necessarily cheap. Everything on this is metal. There's, like, no plastic on this at all. All of the panels are heavy duty. Like, it's, I don't know how much it weighs out of the box. I forget, but it is heavy. I have the system big in it too. Now. It's big. It's heavy. But it's just like that. It gives me that like old school kind of feel. But if you are somebody who's like wants a case like this, whether you're doing like a crazy water cooling build, you're doing a workstation with like multiple GPUs, this would be great. If you're doing like water cooling, you know, build, you know, doing something like a big NAS where like you wanted all those 3.5 inch drives and you wanted adequate cooling for all of that, you could go ahead and do that with this case. It's $329.99, which is not cheap. But I do like that you get everything, right? You get all the stuff you need to do whatever you want with this case. All the controllers are built in, the ease of installation and connecting everything. When you get a big case like this as a reviewer, you're thinking, oh, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be hard to do. And I have to take pictures of the motherboard flipped and it's just going to take me time. And it was just like, I thought about that coming in and after reviewing the case and building it, I was like, this is just so easy. Like, this is one of the easiest builds I've done. And it's not hard to do all the modular stuff. They make it incredibly easy. So I gave it a 9 out of 10 in our editor's choice award because probably my favorite case of the year. You might call me old school for it, but I like this case a lot. And again, I really think for like a workstation where you still want adequate cooling, but you want it to be more silent, this would be great because workstations can get very, very loud. So I think this would be great for that. And again, the ability to put the case on the right or the left side of your desk, I really like that because there's so many times I'm like, oh, my setup would just like work better if my case is on the other side, but then I couldn't show off my system. So I like that as well. The only con really of this case is the price. If you're doing like a simple build, it doesn't make sense. But if you have a build in mind for this case, it's going to be excellent and your experience is going to be good. So check out the review. It's just an awesome case. I figured you would appreciate the case.
Yeah, no, it might be almost as big as
it's not as big as right now. It's not as big as that one, but it's definitely larger. Large. Yeah, I want to keep it, like, you know, but my storage unit's getting filled and this thing's big, but it'd probably be one I keep. It, like, there's only so many cases that I keep, and this might be the one that I keep because it's just such a good case. But yeah, check out that review. And then I took a look at a small little portable SSD. So here it is right here. You can see just how small it is. Fits in your pocket. This is the Kingston XS1000. This is a USB 3.2 Gen 2 portable SSD. Not much, like, these are all the same. When it comes to portable SSDs, if they're USB 3.2 Gen 2, that means they're going to do right around 1,000 megabytes a second. If they're USB 3.2 Gen 2x2, that means they're going to be 2,000 megabytes a second. The only time you're going to see really a differential in that is if like they have like a really bad controller, but all your known brands aren't going to use like a crappy like controller that's not going to give you the performance there. The thing that really comes to mind when you're like picking one of these, because again, they are pretty much the same, is again, the form factor. And as you can see, this is tiny. It can fit in your pocket. It's not necessarily much larger than a flash drive. So that's why I like this. That's pretty much it. We tested it. It's just like the specifications for this are 1,050 megabytes a second read and 1,000 megabytes a second write. In our testing, performed right up to those specifications. So again, it comes down to form factor and kind of what you're looking for. And if you're looking for something that's small and tiny, this is it. It also does ship. So we reviewed the XS2000 as well, which is their faster drive. That's USB 3.2 Gen 2x2. And that came with a Type-C to Type-C cable. This comes with a Type-C to Type-A cable. So it can be used for like with just more devices. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to, like desktop PCs, you might not have that Type-C available. So you get this cable with it. So I like this drive as well. No real issues at all. No software, nothing like that. Just works right out of the box. Extremely easy to use. 2 terabytes is $100. So nice little portable drive there. Yeah, storage is getting cheap.
It's cheap, I know.
Yeah, storage is getting cheap. So yeah, I gave it a 9 out of 10 and recommended award. Yeah, just good. Just there's no, the only con is there's no 4 terabyte. I really want these portable drives to get like
capacity,
more available in 4 terabytes. But it's good to have a fast little portable drive. These are really great. We use these like at CES when we're on the go and stuff. Cause again, they're fast, they're small and they're portable. Also great for like, if you are somebody who's traveling and maybe you're not even like a big, video editor person, but like you're shooting something with like a new GoPro and you have it on its default settings, which is like 5.3K, your SD card's going to fill up. You want to offload that footage. You know, these are great because they're fast. That offload's going to be very fast. And again, like most laptops only have a limited amount of space these days. So having just super fast storage is great for that. And for a portable game drive. So you can connect these easily to like consoles or something like that. Or again, your laptop where, you know, you don't want to, you're playing a game and you don't want it to take forever to load the game or load the level or whatever it is. These are great for that as well. So check out that review there. And then we're going to move on to Case Mod Friday. And Ryan, I have to say, this is like, this is like, why aren't you building this? You know, this is
little out of my price range.
This is one of the most expensive PCs that we featured all year. And it's from Overkill Computers. And I wasn't necessarily like that. I don't watch a ton of tech content. Cause we're just busy, you know, I'm just busy doing our content and stuff, but these guys have a YouTube channel, check it out. It's very entertaining and they do all their builds on YouTube. We feature pictures and pictures are cool to look at, but like if you want to see actually how they built it and how it all went together, they have a great YouTube channel. But this is their dual 4090 Threadripper. It has currently the most expensive Threadripper out there, $27,000 computer. Yep. The Threadripper Pro 5995 WX dual 4090. So this is made for a workstation. Everything's water cooled. Down to the memory. It's in that. What case is this? This is the
Corsair Obsidian. Or no, it's not.
It's the. Wait, I have it in here. The Li & Li V3000 Plus.
Yeah.
So that's a big case. All of the reses and everything, it's all gold plated too. So yeah, like, that's why you get this really cool reflection of gold in here. You know, just. Like I said, crazy water cooling. You can see just like the gold fittings, and this is the big CPU block for the Threadripper, and then they have the memory on each side, and you know you're showing your CPU temperature here with these little thermal take displays, liquid temperature down here, all the gold.
The black and gold looks awesome. It's so nuts.
Yeah, you can see this, like, what do you call that? Like a mid plate? I don't even know what you call that.
I mean, it's got fluid in it because the one at the back's going.
Yeah, there's fluid in here.
Yep.
Like distro plate, I guess.
It's still a distro plate, yeah. But man, this thing is nuts.
Yeah.
Like 8 sticks of RAM, water cooled as well. Like that's, you don't see that too often. We see the blocks and stuff at CES, but you don't really see it in practice.
Yeah, I believe they did this. You have to watch a video. We have the video in the article as well, but they did this for somebody who maybe they run a security company or something. I forget who they did it for. Mm. But it's really cool. But yeah, we have the video.
If it was like a demo machine, kind of like a marketing piece.
I'm not sure, but check out the video. It has everything in there, but yeah, look at that. It's just, that's what I want sitting next to me here. It's just that.
Well,
that
was only $27,000.
Yeah, no, I don't have that much money. But yeah, it's, man, just like this whole section here with the Threadripper and everything.
Yeah, and the lines are nice. Like everything's pretty symmetrical.
Yeah,
like the lines going in and out of the RAM and then into the CPU, the way they
and all of like the
is pretty sweet.
So like the lighting matches the gold everywhere, and even like the colors that they set for these displays, you know, everything matches. You have like the combs all match, like everything matches. It's really, really well done. I love builds like this. I could never afford a build like this, but I love builds like this. It just, yeah. And I don't know how many fans. I mean, there's a ton of fans in here too. So yeah, check this one out. Definitely check out the video. And if you're into like PC builds and stuff, subscribe to their channel because they have some really cool builds. We'll probably end up featuring more in the future. So go ahead and check that out. We are going to move on to news. So we have new graphics cards from Intel that were already known, but they're now available. The first one is the Arc A580. And again, we already knew about these, but they're coming out now. So the Arc A580, 179, and you're going to be able to get it from ASRock, Gunner, and Sparkle. Decently competitive to like a 3050 RX 6600. They put out performance if you kind of want to see what it can do in certain games and things like that. But it seems like Intel is, again, as they should be, like the affordable option. And again, Intel is decently new to the GPU space. So again, a lot of people do have reservations, but for 179.
But yeah, it's
compared to,
this would be a great card for people that want to play those games that they're showing there at resolutions, you know, lower resolutions, maybe lower settings a little bit, but still have a good experience.
And like maybe they only have like $200 to maybe upgrade their current system. You know, like that's, I think, unless you're like on like a 3.5-inch hard drive,
spinning disk,
disk drive, this would probably be like the best update that you could necessarily
possibly do
for $200 on like an older system. Just because, again, whatever graphics card you're on, it could be, you know, decently bad. So yeah, I think that, you know, again, it's nice to see that they do, you have three AIBs, so you can kind of pick the card that you want. Yeah, I like it for what it is. Would I get it? Probably not.
No.
But,
no. But this is like something, you know, someone comes to you and they're like, hey, I want to build a computer. But it's like that family member that you know they're just going to, like, they're just that email user and maybe like watching some videos and stuff.
And but, playing like Fortnite,
you know, or maybe like, playing like some like, really basic stuff, or they got young kids that want to play like Minecraft or something, but they, you know, you're like, all right, you can throw this in. And they'll be,
it is an 8-gig card. So
very nice.
So yeah. So if, like I said, if you're interested in that, there are some reviews out. I did see, if you want to see what this thing can do, like real reviews, not just Intel's numbers. Also, the ARC A310, which was only supposed to be AIB only. So a lot of AIBs put this in, like Ryan said, very basic systems. This is 109, and Sparkle put out their own card for it. So you can buy it. Doesn't need to be in a system anymore. If you just want something that's going to be a slightly better than integrated graphics,
I said, this has multiple display outputs, right? If you've got, you know, the need for a couple displays and your onboard, you know, motherboard graphics don't support it, or you need more, this might be the card for you.
Yeah. So just something simple. But again, more options, right? More options are available. I'm a fan of that. But those are the two new cards from Intel. Worth picking up if, like I said, you're on a really limited budget and you just, again, you'll be able to see with, like, you know, Counter-Strike or Fortnite or any of those really popular games will play with these. So you can kind
of
decide if it's worth picking up over an AMD or an NVIDIA card. Talking about NVIDIA, now we did say, NVIDIA did say themselves, we're not making any more cards for the high end. We're not making a 4090 Ti. That's what everybody wants. Well, you know, that's what everybody wants. It's a 4090 Ti. Sure. They want the most expensive thing, the best performing thing. That's what they want. But it looks like you could possibly get a 4080 Ti. That's going to be priced the same as the current 4080. And get better performance. So it seems like next year is going to be refresh season, but it's going to be stuff that nobody wants.
I don't know about that. There'll be somebody for it.
Yeah. There's not, I mean, I guess there is space between the 4080 and the 4090, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's kind of, you know, like I said, early 2024. You have to think that obviously RTX 50 won't be ready till the end of next year, right? So NVIDIA just can't keep this current lineup till that time, right?
That's way too long without some sort of refresh.
They have to refresh something. They have to hit another price point. They have to do that. So that's where I kind of see this card coming in. You know, if it's the same price as the 4080, it would just essentially replace it, right? I mean, I guess the 4080 would drop down in price, but then again, you get into 4070 Ti territory, you know? But we'll see. It's good that they're going to put out something new in that category. We didn't necessarily expect that, right? In the higher end tier, we didn't expect much of anything else, but it's good to see that for sure.
Yep. Yeah. We kind of talked, well, maybe we'll see a super or something. It looks like we're probably just going to see some TIs.
Hey, we don't know what it's going to be called yet. They could go back to super.
That's true. They could call it a super. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. We don't know yet. Also, talking about refresh season, NVIDIA could launch an RTX 3050 6GB. So the RTX 3050 currently has 8GB of VRAM. Now it could be, they could launch a new one with 6GB of VRAM. I don't like this. I've never liked
just,
this.
I'm just not a in fan case, of this. You know.
Again, refresh season, hit price point, maybe to compete a little bit too on price with something like an Intel Arc card that might be taking a little bit of their stuff away. And again, to compete with AMD on price in the segment. This refresh season is going to be boring.
Yeah, this is like you said, stuff nobody wants. This is one that I don't think anybody wants.
Yeah, I just feel like this refresh season is like, I mean, again, as a company who's dependent, you know, they have to answer to their shareholders. Mm-hmm. They have to release something. They can't just have what we currently have till next, the end of, you know, a year from now. They have to put something out. So this is kind of what it's going to be. Maybe we'll see some other refreshes also, but these are the two that we know about. Can't say I'm that excited.
Well, and one thing I was thinking of, and we've talked about this a little bit, like I think we mentioned it last week with like, what are we excited about with the new GPUs? And, you know, it feels like we're getting more software enhancements and pushes as opposed to like raw compute power. Maybe that's something we'll see in the future, is like, hey, like they release the one version of the you know, a 60, a 70, an 80, a 90, and then the refresh is actually a software enhancement that improves the performance, whether it's tweaks to DLSS or something else, right? Like they're like, oh, you've got that card, here's a free upgrade.
True.
Or you know, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but like, how's that, like, does the,
or you got to pay to unlock it if you have, if you don't have the,
oh no, that's bad. That's not a good territory to go.
Intel's been there before, they did that with CPUs, but I'm just trying to think outside the box, like,
yeah. Oh, I'm sure they're thinking too, like, how do we get people to buy this stuff, you know? And I do think too that like most people who were looking to buy 40 series have already bought it, right? So that
probably,
that market is cut down a lot, because everybody is like, okay, we know you're not in, you know, we know you're not coming out with the 4090 Ti. You said you weren't, so I'm gonna buy the 4090. Or, you know, I know what's coming out. You know, I'm not gonna wait till next year to get something that's 5% faster, right? So yeah. Moving over to CPU stuff, of course, what is it, next week? Next week, supposedly, the 14th gen Intel processors are supposed to come out. Of course, as we get closer, leaks come out, and it looks like the 14900K is up to 23% faster than the Ryzen 9 7950X3D in gaming. This is according to official Intel slides that were leaked. Here you can see the slides. This is expected. This has been the new thing when it comes to Intel versus AMD and the CPU race. It's not necessarily about, it used to be clock speed. Oh, we got the, you know, the highest. Now it's whichever one performs better in game. We're the fastest gaming CPU. That's like their tagline that they hold for 3 to 6 months.
So they trade back and forth, yeah.
And it gets traded back and forth, but it gives them that we're the fastest gaming CPU. And when the 13 series come out, then, you know, AMD came out with their X3D parts, which were better, and get, you know, and again, back and forth. So that's kind of expected with this. Again, it's just expected. I don't think there's,
it's also anything, like an Intel slide, right? So wait till, like we always say, wait till reviews are out and see what real world performance looks like and real world results. Don't base your purchasing decision on a slide that comes from the manufacturer trying to sell you something.
I think by now most of our listeners and audience should know, you don't buy on launch day. You wait till all the reviews come out and then you buy. You watch a ton of videos, you read a ton of reviews, and then you make your buying decision. We would hope that's how you do it. Hopefully. Unless it's something that's like super hyped and there's like hardly any available, but that typically not the case. When it comes to CPUs anymore, or even GPUs for that matter. So also on the 14th gen processors, Intel accidentally on purpose, there's a product change notification that they put out, and it has all of the 14th gen processors on it. So we knew the main processors, and then you have the variations like the F, the T, the KFs. It's all here if you want to see it. But again, we went over this last week about, you know, what processors to expect. This is a refresh, so we're just getting faster clock speeds on a lot of these and all of that. So those are all there. If you want to see the entire 14th gen lineup, you can go ahead and see that. If you are upgrading to a new system or something like that, one of the big benefits is Gen 5. Yep. Gen 5 storage, or Gen 5 PCIe, you know. And one thing, if you're a storage nut like me, you can take advantage of that Gen 5 port with this new ASUS Hyper M.2 card. So this is Gen 5 by 16 expansion card, $79 for Gen 5 M.2 SSDs fit in here. has the fan, kind of looks like a little graphics card if you look at it.
I'm surprised it's only $80.
Well, you're not getting
I mean, I know it's not much, but I don't know. It's Asus, it's Gen 5.
There's no RGB on it, so you know,
okay.
It takes off some money.
I mean, there's not much to it, like you said, but
it requires 6-pin power to power all the drives and everything. Definitely has the fan because these are going to get hot. I assume there's heat sinks built in. Like this, probably this whole thing is a heat sink, knowing how hot Gen 5 drives get. But if you want that, what's this little? Oh, you can turn the fan on or off. And there's little LEDs that probably show activity as well the drives. So that's pretty cool. I didn't see that. So cool to see that. If you're looking to upgrade. What was that one for? I think it was Sabarent. Was it called like the Battleship or something? Remember, it had like all of those Gen 5 drives like all built into it, and it was a card. Remember, I think it was called like the Battleship or something.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want. That was awesome. HyperX. So HyperX has been kind of interesting. We recently took a look at their Cloud 3 gaming headset.
Yeah.
And HyperX was originally owned by Kingston, and they sold it to HP, and HP is like not necessarily a gaming company. And even the stuff that we saw at CES back in January was like not a lot, not really gaming focused per se.
That's when we saw like a bunch of their 3D printed kind of stuff.
And I was really happy to see the Cloud 3 come out because that's like one of the known HyperX products. And the Pulsefire Haste 2, which Ryan reviewed. You can check that review out on the site. But not a big push into the gaming market per se, right?
Right.
Yeah. But it looks like they're finally kind of taking that step into the gamer, streamer kind of market with some new products. So they announced their first webcam, an audio mixer, and a spring-loaded microphone and camera arm. You can see them all here. This just makes sense. All of this stuff is so popular. And I mean,
they've got a microphone to, you know, pair up with it already.
Yeah, they have their microphones. So the webcam is the HyperX Vision S 4K. Yep. Small enough. Like I said, it's going to be one of those ones that like you just put on the top of your monitor. Looks small and compact.
Yeah, it's more advanced, though. It's like an aluminum body, which I thought was nice. It has a nice sensor as well. I think it was a Sony sensor. Yeah.
The only thing with this is that they're going to use their software, which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, Ingenuity.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean,
I don't know if it's required. I think to make adjustments to it, right?
True. But
you could probably just plug it in and act like a generic webcam.
Yeah. I think that, but maybe having more products in working with that software will make it better, right?
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you have the webcam, the audio mixer has XLR input with phantom power, which of course that's what, you know, these microphones, the microphone that I'm using uses, which is really great. So that's going to cover your like Shure SM7Bs, all the XLR microphones that require phantom power. Looks like you have your controls here on it, your you know, you can control your audio this way, and there's other things that, you know, you could do with this. It looks pretty cool. It looks kind of big for what it is, but
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, adjusting three channels, muting three channels. I don't think it's going to be that big, but you've also got to fit three, you know, XLR connections on the back, right? Or is it just one XLR?
I think it's just one XLR.
Okay. So maybe it's just one, and then they have some other inputs as well.
Yeah. But yeah, pretty cool. And then you just have like your mic stand, which does look nice. Cleans up that wire mess that like you can see on mine. It's like, you know, I've been thinking about getting, I was actually looking at Prime Day to get like one of the lower ones, or I do kind of want one that goes like over my monitor and I can bring down, but I don't think it would work the way that I want to on this desk.
I've thought about mounting one like at the back of my desk and having it come forward from underneath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because right now I just think the side. Like this one comes from the side anyway, so having one of those like low profile ones that comes up like right here, I think would be ideal.
Yep.
For the podcast, I think, and then I can still see my screen and everything would be fine. So,
and sometimes you can orient these like that, but when you do them in that lower position, it actually is so long, you have to put it so far away from you to make it work.
Yeah, so that's the caster, that's what that's called, right?
And that's nice that it'll support cameras as well, webcams. I think it's got enough strength in the springs to do like lightweight, like mirrorless cameras.
Yeah, so the webcam, $199, that should be available like now. The audio interface, $179.99, Q1 2024. The mic arm, $119, February 24. So, cool. Yeah, some cool stuff. So we'll see
if they bundle these up.
Oh, it would be nice to get a bundle, right, with everything.
Throw the mic in there too.
Yeah, throw the mic in there. That would be a nice.
And headset, like, man, you just
and
like,
they can done. Yeah, they would have like the whole ecosystem, and then they can discount it, you know,
just
like,
a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that'd be cool. So yeah, it's pretty cool stuff there from HyperX. Moving back to Be Quiet, they announced new air coolers. Their big air coolers are like some of my favorite. And they have a new one. They have actually two new ones, but one's a completely new design. So they have their new Dark Rock Elite, which is the new design. This thing's huge.
It looks huge, but it looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I like that fan shroud on there.
Yeah, so this is dual tower, dual fan. You know, this one has RGB lighting on the top that you can see right here. And then there's also a Dark Rock Pro 5, which is the older design. This is the follow-up to the Dark Rock Pro 4. Same type of design where the Dark Rock Elite is a newer design. They both have six heat pipes. Seven on this one. So yeah, well, we should be getting at least one of these into review. So I kind of want to check out the Elite. Which one would you want to review?
The Elite. I want the new.
Yeah. But you can see how the fans kind of slot in there and everything too, makes everything super easy. Yeah, so the Elites also, so you can see here that the Dark Rock Pro 5 uses your standard fan clips, which they work. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of them. They actually can, if you're clumsy like me and you're installing things quick, especially if you're just installing things quickly, you can bend your fins when you're using these fan clips where the Elites, it looks like it just fan clips on or slides on, which would be easier.
I remember the first cooler. I don't remember what it was, but the first time I encountered fan clips like that, I was so confused on I was like, now which angle does this go to clip onto the cooler? Like if it's your first time, they can be a little confusing.
Yeah, they can. And if they like go on, like it, like the clips will work one way too, but like your fans
but a little not bit upside loose. Down or
also in the gaming front, Diablo 4 is going to be on Steam next week, October 17th. So if you wanna, I would say, and I've told Ryan this as well, if the game that you play has its own launcher or whatever and then becomes available on Steam, link your Steam accounts and put it on Steam, because when it comes to Apex, which we're going to be playing in a little bit, I had like the EA launcher just would not log in for me for like a month straight. Just wouldn't let me log in for whatever reason. No clue. Just would get an error every time. I don't know. I moved everything over to Steam. No problems. No problems at all. No problems with updates. None of that stuff. It just worked. No problem. So I think that, again, and it just makes it easier because you don't have multiple launchers, right? You don't have to worry about like everything's on Steam. I think it's good that Diablo 4 is going over there. So if you are a Diablo 4 player, get it on Steam. You can go ahead and do that. So yeah. Talking about what we have coming up next week, of course, we have a 14th gen becoming available. So we have some new motherboards. So we'll be taking a look at the Z790 Aorus Elite X Wi-Fi 7. I actually put it together today and started testing it. One of the best things about this is that it has the toolless M.2 stuff where you can even remove the heat sinks without any screws or anything. Hmm. It is so easy to do, and it's
instead of the little tiny little screw.
I've lost so many of those screws. So yeah, so you have this board. It has so much stuff that we will go over. But with a lot of these new motherboards, compared to like the first kind of run of Z790s, you're going to get a lot more connectivity. So you're going to see like USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 become a lot more common. You're getting Wi-Fi, like this board has Wi-Fi 7. So you get that a lot faster. So a lot more storage on these two. So this has four M.2 slots on here as well. So lots of stuff going on with this. So I will have that for you. And then Ryan is looking at some keycaps because he got that. If you guys remember, he reviewed that Lord of the Rings keyboard, which I assume you're going to use these on.
Yeah, that's what I've been using it with.
So
just makes sense.
There's these keycaps from Drop. So again, this is like all part of their partnership, which I'm glad they're like making use of their partnership for these keycaps. So these are like clear keycaps. With what is this? The Eye of Sauron? Is that how you say that?
Yep.
I don't know what these two. I'm not a big Lord of the
Rings. You have like a Fel Beast on the left, Saruman and Sauron, I believe, are the.
And I've always seen pictures of these like clear keycaps with like
detailed art in them. Mm-hmm.
I've always seen pictures, but I've never seen them like in real life.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see your review. And it's just like stuff like this does add, especially when it comes to like your setup, just like makes it cool. And again, I think they're going to look awesome on that keyboard that you have. If you have Lord of the Rings keyboard. Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be pretty cool to see that. They're not cheap. Each one is 55. Dang.
Yeah. They're artisan keycaps, and I mean, there's so much detail and like, you know, the work it takes to make them. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah. And again, Drop is the only company that has
that partnership,
partnership with Lord of the Rings. So if you are like a Lord of the Rings fan, here they're moving them aside. Bang.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, it's super cool.
I mean, all the detail, the finishes of like all that metallic, you know, metal. It just all looks good.
Yeah, it really does. So Ryan will have, I'm just like in awe of these because you see them and you're just like, man, it's crazy. So,
well, and you see static images like on a website or in those pictures, but when you can like just hold it and look around it, yeah, it's
cool. Yeah. Man. Okay. Enough of me looking at these. I will be excited to see that review. And hope, like I said, Ryan's going to make a little video as well. So, we'll have that coming up next week. Now, last week we started our question of the week, and this is going to be very, very, I didn't even tell you what the question was. It's pretty easy question this week because I was kind of running around, and like I said, I forgot to start our recording. So this is kind of like, I just thought of it before we started the podcast. But the question of the week, again, is just any question related to tech or kind of what we're doing. And this one's really easy. It's kind of just a simple question is, what keyboard are you currently using and why? I'll let you go first.
So my daily driver is the Corsair K65 Lux, I believe.
Okay.
So it's one of the, I mean, I've had this thing.
Are you able to show it to us? Without disconnecting everything.
Yeah. Let me get my mic out of the way a little bit here. Well, I mean, maybe.
You don't have to if you can't.
No, that's all good. I'm going to take the wrist rest off of it.
So that's a TKL.
TKL, yep. Nice. Does not have, it does have a couple like PBT keycaps that from a set that I've bought.
Okay.
But it, you know, from the and factory.
I mean, you've had that for a while too.
I've had it for a long time. I mean, it's like a nice aluminum top plate, Cherry MX red switches.
Okay, reds. Okay.
It's got a removable wrist rest, which usually I'm not a wrist rest guy, but this one I've kept on and enjoyed using. That's my current keyboard. Now my work keyboard is the low profile Cherry K keyboard that I reviewed last year, maybe.
Yeah,
it was it last had year. The yeah. MX Speed switches, which are not bad. They're not my. I have a low profile blue one as well, not from Cherry, but it's a little too loud for like the office environment.
Yeah.
But that's the one that I use at work to type with, because typing on low profile switches, mechanical switches, is just awesome.
Yeah, I do like for typing low profile. Are just low profile Cherries are just awesome. For me, it's the same one that I've had, and it's has never failed me. It's the IQ. I can disconnect it.
The IQ-NIX mess it up board.
Yeah, so this is the IQ-NIX A80 or I80. Look at the color. It's this awesome sort of like, I don't know what you call it, like grayish blue with white.
Yeah, like yellow. A slate blue or something.
Yeah, maybe? It has this really weird, like the function row is at this angle, which I don't really use my function keys all that much, but it's just at this weird angle. It just looks so cool sitting on the desk. So if you follow us on social media, you know that I do like a lot of top-down shots with this keyboard sitting here, and it just looks so cool. Not really like RGB lighting or anything like crazy on it, because we don't have see-through keycaps or anything, but this is a blue, so it's like clicky, which right. I love blues. I could never survive in like an office environment because I like the like clickety clack. But yeah, it's just like this really cool keyboard. I've reviewed a bunch of really great keyboards since I've gotten this, but I always come back to this keyboard. It's just so comfortable, and again, it just looks so cool sitting on my desk. And you can use it, like I use it wired just because, but. And it comes with like a matching cable too that matches like that slate blue. And I have a full video and review on the site if you want to check it out. But you can use this Bluetooth as well, and 2.4 gigahertz too. So you could like essentially take this to work, use it Bluetooth. You could, you know, go back and forth if you wanted to. So,
and like, I don't know if this is my favorite keyboard. Like, I do love this keyboard, but like, I've looked at some, like that Cooler Master CK720, right? That was their foray into a more advanced mechanical keyboard for the mechanical keyboard enthusiast. That thing I love as well, but I just like the TKL form factor of this.
Okay.
If that Cooler Master board was a TKL, I probably would have swapped it out by now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, TK, like, that's like your perfect form factor is the TKL.
We're at my desk here. Yeah. When I'm at work doing like productivity stuff, I need the numpad, but
yes. Gotcha. In the chat, old man says he's using Hori, H-O-R-I, Edge 201 mechanical keyboard. He says it feels like Logitech. I haven't used a Logitech keyboard.
I haven't in a long time.
Now, when I lived in Pittsburgh, I did have an office downtown. And because I was in an office, I wasn't going to I wasn't going to use this big mechanical keyboard. I had that Logitech Wave keyboard that we reviewed that it was a scissor switch, but it was like incredible. Like the keyboard was like super thin. That's the last Logitech keyboard I really used. I haven't used any of their new gaming stuff. We should probably get some of their new gaming stuff into review.
Yeah, I don't even know the last time we reviewed anything Logitech.
Not anything lately. Yeah, I might have to get back on that. Who knows? But yeah, that's pretty much our question of the week, guys. Of course, we're going to be streaming over on Twitch, playing some Apex Legends, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. If you guys do have like or want to submit a question of the week, just hit us up on social media or put it in the chat or put it in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, put it in the comments.
Let us know this week too, like for this question. Put it in the comments below what your keyboard of choice
is. Let us know what your keyboard is. Also, we have some cool stuff coming up. If you follow us on Twitter or X, it's so weird to say X instead of Twitter. I'm going to say Twitter for like
the longest time. I'm just tired of seeing written articles where it's like X, formerly known as Twitter, and then they go on with the sentence of like, just say X and move along. Like, we've got to make the transition at some point. If
you follow us on there, which you should, we did a poll over the weekend, so that's something cool that's coming up. You have to go see it on there, but we're having that coming up. Plus, we used to do this article series on the site that was very funny and entertaining. I'm sure Ryan knows what it is.
Oh, man. Is this coming back?
This is coming back.
Oh, it's awesome.
Been requested, and it's hilarious, and I think we're going to do it, and I think we're going to start doing it launching it on like the 15th of every month, in the middle of the month, you know. So that's on Sunday. So hopefully, if I remember, we'll get those, get that up there. So that's some cool stuff coming. We have, it's getting the holiday season, so we have a lot of cool stuff coming in. I have some new chairs coming in as well. So that's gonna be in some like high end ergonomic chairs coming in. So I might be replacing this chair that I'm sitting in right now, with a new ergonomic chair. So, old man in the chat also asked the question. And again, at the end, guys, if you're ever in here live chat, we always take questions too. So if you want to ask stuff, you can definitely go ahead and do that. He said, best USB to update motherboard BIOS. I've had some real problems with USB 3.0. I would say
you have to use a 2.0 to get it done, it sounds like.
I would say I don't think the actual drive matters. It's the port that you're plugging it into. So most motherboards should have at least like one or two USB 2.0 ports. Those are typically the most reliable. And again, those are supported better off the bat than like a 3 or 3.1 or 3.2. A lot of those older newer 3.2s and stuff, they like won't even work until you like install Windows and stuff like that. So use the, you know, they're usually black. They're not like the blue. Use those typically when you're doing a BIOS update from the flash drive. At least in my experience, that's kind of what I've dealt with. I always, even when I install Windows, I put it in one of those like default USB 2.0s just to be sure. I did learn something this week. So I totally forgot because I was going to talk about it, is that every time like I've installed Windows 11, I like all the motherboards like would connect to the, like you have to be connected to the internet to install Windows 11. Well, for some reason, this Gigabyte board like didn't. I think it's because it has Wi-Fi 7. But I even plugged in the Ethernet. And it's like it couldn't find any network. It was like really weird. I was like, I can't install Windows. So like I didn't know that like you have to hit Shift and then F10 that opens up command prompt when it asks you that. You have to like put in this command and then computer restarts. And then it lets you install Windows without. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So I learned that this week. That was my tech thing that I learned. You're still on Windows 10.
I am.
Have you guys upgraded to Windows 11 at work?
We have like pilot users. I'm on 11 at work. We're rolling it out. I'm working on our like rollout plan and like communication and everything. Strategy for, you know, the hundreds of machines we have to do. So
nice.
Yeah, we're working on it.
All right, guys. Well, we are going to switch over to Twitch again, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Good to see everybody in the live chat. Old man was there. And Jay Beers as well. Good to see everybody, like I said, in the chat. And we will you don't have any. I always forget that you're like, I can't do it this week. I can't, but we're good for next week as far as podcasts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're all good.
All right, rolling along. So we'll see everybody next week. Like I said, head on over to Twitch. We're going to yell at Ryan for how bad he is at gaming. So see you guys next week.